The Punch Brothers did actually manage to pack a punch at their set. Would you agree?
They did.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah, it was really
so sorry.
They, Christy Lee told me that this was, of course, their debut at the Newport Folk Festival, and they were particularly excited and enthused to be performing, so they really did give it a punch. They, one of the things that Chris said about this festival was that it's one of the festivals that he has noticed right away that people actually come to listen to the music.
He said that to the audience?
Yes.
That's such a thoughtful thing to say.
And they absolutely did, as they went through their typical set, expanding the horizons of bluegrass and other kinds of music that they incorporated in, into their set today. You're going to hear some traditional bluegrass. You're going to hear some things that they've done from the new Anti-Fogmatic album. You know what that means?
It's like a drink or something?
It's a stiff drink you take before you go to work on a cold morning. It gives you a slap in the face.
An Anti-Fogmatic. We're probably all going to need one of those tomorrow morning before work.
Perhaps we will. But again, you're going to see some really, hear some wonderful tunes from their Wayside. And they started off with Watch It, You Are, and also some other tunes, including a really cool Jimmy Rogers tune that came up. So enjoy that. Yeah.
Oh, cool. And Chris Thiele and the guys are looking great, sporting some suits. We've got photos up on the website. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook and all of that as our final hours here in the gorgeous weather out at the Newport Folk Festival. Well, let's roll into this Punch Brothers session then. Chris Thiele and friends and some of the best players on the grounds this weekend. Here's the Punch Brothers live from the Newport Folk Festival.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Punch Brothers and Chris Thiele.
Thank you.
We're Punch Brothers, and we are overjoyed to be at the Newport Folk Festival for the first time.
Yeah.
that you are to me like a very, very wild thing. Mr. Noam Pikelny. Off to a good start, folks. I'm already a G-string down. Don't take that the wrong way. But of course, the mandolin does have two of everything. So we're fine. And seven is the new eight, after all. I didn't want this G-string anyway. Hated it since its introduction to this instrument. There's this part, which now looks like some sort of a sea creature. I'm just gonna go with it.
You're in the right place.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I wanted to get back to its salt watery home. How are you guys? Is everything okay? It really is like some appendage of a giant squid or something. Here's a song about our favorite thing in the whole world, which is rye whiskey. on the bass, Mr. Paul Kort. Ladies and gentlemen, on the fiddle, Mr. Gabe Witcher. Saw down them strings. Saw down them strings. Playing a song for you called Cazadero. Cazadero, though that's not actually the correct pronunciation of that word, Cazadero. No. It's Cazadero! Sorry.
Don't kill the messenger.
So, yeah, exactly. Don't kill the messenger. That's just how you pronounce it. I'm sorry that was uncomfortable for everyone. I really am. I'm mostly sorry for myself. Folks, the next song is 100% autobiographical. It's called Next to the Trash. And I'd like to dedicate it to anyone out there who's ever been in a relationship.
That we buy and the side we don't need. Well, it's damp and it's dark and it's lonely in here, next to the trash under the sink. But everyone needs some time off now and then. So I'm happy, my friends, don't feel sorry for me. She says, if you're playing a game, I hope you know you're winning. And if you tell me you're next to the trash, well, I'll tell you how many. Would you want me to touch you if you know I don't mean it?
She's right, I'm mean when I'm bored, so I dig through the trash looking for her.
She can wash herself off in the mist from the pipes. We could use more of that around here, that's for sure.
Was it a joke meant to buy her some time? All this citrus and pine make it harder to think. So say if you're playing a game, I hope you know you won't win it. And I'd be sorry if they threw you away, it's just a pretense. She says, boy, you better take it back right now, and I mean up to the roof, it jumps in the gutter, she pulls it out, and it's all part of having a man in the house. My mind jumps in the gutter, but she pulls it
Thank you.
Thank you. baby, back in time. I wanna look back when you were mine.
Folks, we're Punch Brothers. That was awfully fun.
Punch Brothers at the Newport Folk Fest. What a beautiful performance that was. Chris Thiele and fans, boy, you can't not likely to find better musicians on the grounds. And all weekend long, we've been surrounded by some great players.
Absolutely, and that was a fantastic set with Chris Thiele. Chris Thiele, every time I see him, I just don't know that you could do all of that on a mandolin, frankly. I just never, you know, his classical leanings, his bluegrass leanings, his love of just melody in general that comes out of those fingers. Absolutely astonishing.
Very musical.